from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Your Royals, who play on this station, 96.5 The Fan, are in second place,
brother.
They are 2.5 games behind Cleveland.
Way to go, Padres, last night.
They are 4.5 games above Boston, who is the next closest wild card team to jump in. I'm trying to tell you, folks, the wild card race is all but getting close to being out of reach for everyone.
Yeah.
But Cleveland, Minnesota, Kansas City.
That's right.
We tried to tell you this yesterday. And the reason why they're here, what did you, myself, Alex Gold, and Carrington Harrison talk about yesterday? Let's see it from Lugo. Again, not a great team, but the man went late, got a little tattered up towards the end. We're all going, okay.
Uh-oh, yeah, like everybody get a little nervous. They're late.
And I thought this was interesting. Seth Lugo was on MLB Network at the end of the game yesterday, and he said this about why he's here.
Well, I saw their infield, really, as a pitcher. You know, you got Bobby and you got Vinny. I knew a little bit about Mikel, but I didn't realize he was as good as he is. I know the stadium's awesome. It's a big park, great for pitchers. But, I thought they put up really professional bats against me last year, you know. We saw the record coming in, and they didn't play like it. And I knew they were going in the right direction.
I do like the fact that he said the ballpark is great for pitchers, because we've heard about this big ballpark for, you know, forever now, and we've never had the pitching to kind of back that up. Now we finally have, you know, constructed our team to have pitchers in a big ballpark and to utilize that home ballpark, and these pitchers have been great. Like, it's been all about starting pitching, and that's the currency of baseball, as they like to say. If you can't pitch, you can't win, and right now the Royals are pitching, and you'd made the comment, like, you know, not a great opponent, but you did what you needed to do. You won a game against a bad team. Like, you didn't let you didn't let Anaheim hang around. You didn't let Anaheim get a win. You didn't let Anaheim come in here and upset you or do anything like that. You went out there and you scored some early runs, and you went out there and you had the Seth Lugo hold up for you a little bit, and then they finished out the game, and then obviously Salvi gets a big hit late to kind of break things open, and the game is over. And that's what you need to do against Anaheim. It doesn't have to be, you know, a perfect game. It doesn't have to be 9 innings of no-hit baseball. It doesn't have to be a 10-0 win. Just get a win. Run differential doesn't matter. You go out there and you get a win, and that's what they did. Everybody else is losing, and you're making up ground, and before you know it, holy cow, who knows where this team's going to be come Thursday on that off day. They could potentially be within striking distance of the Guardians entering that series with the Phillies on Friday afternoon.
And that's the greatest thing about everything, is that not only have we spent, I mean, you just think about the different type of waves that this Royal ship has continued to just conquer. And the first minor wave was, can you be competitive towards training camp when the Chiefs start?
Yeah.
Nailed that one.
Nailed it.
Can you be competitive all the way into September Well, Bob, it's August 20th. Nailed it.
Nailed it, yeah.
Can you have a fight and a legit argument to be a wild card team? Again,
yes.
It's August 20th. Nailed it.
Right.
Now, all of a sudden, we're having a conversation of, can you win this division? Yes, you can. You're 2.5 games out. Yes, you're playing Anaheim. Yes, you have the riptide, as Vern is calling it, with this upcoming schedule, those 20 games, right? Maybe you go, I don't know, my dad said perfect case scenario is like 12-8 in those 20. I was like, I like that.
Would you take 12-8 right now?
Yes.
Yeah, I would too. I would take 10-10
right now. Because he also said if it's 12-8, but five of those wins are against Cleveland, it may not matter when those eight lost. They might be the New York Yankees. It may not matter except for
you
this
may lose
next.
To the Phillies and the Yankees, but you beat Cleveland and Minnesota, and that's kind of what matters.
And then you have the conversation of this team is now, what, 3.5 games out of having the best record in the American League?
Yeah. And Baltimore lost yesterday.
And when you bring that up, I thought about this yesterday when we were talking with Carrington on our flat table.
Mm-hmm.
The round table will come back on Fridays on this show. I ain't done.
It's a rectangle table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
most tables are flat.
I think there is a way for the Royals to collect two awards at the end of the season if, in fact, they win their division. And if they win their division, that means there's a possibility that they could have the number one overall record in the American League.
Mm-hmm.
If that is the case, there is no doubt in my mind that Bobby Witt Jr. is your MVP and Matt Quatrero is your manager of the year.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. If they win the division, Matty Q's got it in the bag, which is awesome. And if they win the top seed in the AL, get the first round bye, who was more valuable to their team at that point?
Right. If you're the number one seed in the American League, then Bobby Witt Jr. should be the MVP. And look, they kind of won a game last night with nothing from Bobby Witt Jr., which is always good to see.
He busted a single.
But there was no big moment last night, you know? And I kind of like that. I'm not going to lie, because eventually you're going to have other guys step up, right? Like, I would imagine, and this is the way playoff baseball works. You get to the postseason, man, you need to get two or three timely hits to break those games open because pitching is going to dominate.
Right.
And if you're in the playoffs, like, are you really pitching to Bobby Witt? I mean, I'm not.
That's the best part. Are you pitching to Bobby? You want to pitch to Vinny? You want to pitch to
I'll take my
Salvi?
Chances with anybody else in the lineup now, right?
Like, which
if
is
Bobby
awesome.
Witt comes to the plate, I'm not pitching to that guy in the postseason. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if we see a lot of intentional walks, you know, to Bobby Witt. And that's the way you got to do it because he's the best player. You don't let the best player beat you. You got to find a way to control the best player. That was always Bill Belichick's narrative going into a game. We're not going to let the best player beat us. You take out Kelsey, you take out Tyreek Hill, you find a way to win a football game, right? That's always been his MO. And as an 8-time Super Bowl champion, you kind of, you know, you can correlate different sports and say, all right, let's take their best player out. Like, if I'm the Royals, I'm not letting Aaron Judge beat me.
No.
You know?
I'll pitch to Giancarlo Stanton. Yeah. If it's a 500-foot home run, hopefully it's a solo shot, not a 3-run bomb by Judge.
And then you tip your cap to Stanton, who, like, you tip your cap because he actually made it to the postseason without being hurt. And you don't let Aaron Judge beat you. You don't let Bobby Witt beat you. You know, like back in the day, Mike Trout or Albert Pujols or some of these guys over the years that we've seen in baseball. Barry Bonds, like, we used to talk about it all the time. Why are you pitching to Barry Bonds? You know that guy's going to rocket one over the wall. It's the dumbest thing you can do. And then there was, I forget what manager walked him with the bases loaded. Was it Showalter?
Yeah,
walked him with the bases loaded.
And absolutely.
He's like, I'd rather give up one than give up four. I mean, you can come back from a one-run deficit, you know?
That was his exact response. They asked him in the post-game press conference. Yeah. You walked Barry with the bases loaded. Why would you know, what merited that? He goes, well, what would you do?
Yeah.
He goes, I'd rather give up one than four. Yeah. I know who that guy is.
Right.
Duh.
It makes sense. And so, but you know, the crux of the matter is the success of the Royals in the postseason is going to come down to that pitching. And what they've done over the last week, Lugo last night, Singer, Waka, Lorenzen, and Reagans, I mean, they all essentially went six innings and gave up two or fewer runs the last time through the rotation. That's pretty special. And look, I know it was against Cincinnati and I know it's against Anaheim, but they're still doing it. They're still getting the wins. You can only play the team on your schedule. And as we were talking about yesterday, these old seam heads that sit around and go, well, they're not doing it against this. Who cares? They're stacking wins, and that's all that matters right now. And the more wins you can stack against the, you know, the losers of the world, the better it is, and the more ground you give yourself in the standings, and less work you have to do against the better team. So they're setting themselves up for a perfect run towards the end of the season in a final month that I think everybody's going to be captivated by.
To wrap this conversation up, this was Seth Lugo on what he thinks of Bobby Witt Jr.
Hey, it's hard to say. I mean, the at-bats he puts up, the way he swings it, I mean, every hit he gets, it's like 111 off the bat. I mean, that's a soft one. But he does it every day. It doesn't matter who's pitching, where they're pitching him, in the zone, out of the zone. I mean, he's the best player I've ever seen.
I mean, that's high praise. Yeah. Seth Lugo's like 34 years old, been in baseball for quite a while. He's the best player he's ever seen. Pretty sure he played on the San Diego Padres, had Fernando Tatis Jr., Cosmer, you know, Juan Soto.
But Tatis Jr. can never stay healthy. You know, Juan Soto is pretty damn good himself.
Yeah.
But Bobby Witt just makes play after play after play. And, I mean, it's okay to admit things like that. Like, I know when we say statements, people always want to say, oh, that's hyperbole. Can't be. It's okay to say that Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback you've ever seen. It's okay to say Bobby Witt is the best baseball player you've ever seen. It's okay to say LeBron James is maybe the best basketball player you ever seen. If people want to argue Jordan, that's fine. You can have the conversation.
Maybe you didn't see Jordan.
Maybe you didn't see Jordan. Right. Maybe you didn't. I mean, LeBron's been playing for 20-some years.
I never saw George Brett play. If I did, I don't remember it. Bobby Witt Jr. is the best Royal player I've ever seen.
You've ever seen, right.
Sorry.
Yeah,
I even asked my dad because he was talking about best moments at Royal at Kauffman Stadium. He's like, we saw Nolan Ryan's last game where we shelled him in the first inning. He's like, we saw the Royals win the pennant. We saw this. He goes, tonight's not going to be anything short of that. This is going to be the best moment. I was like, did I ever see George? He goes, I don't think so.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not bad to have those opinions.
No, it's okay to admit that. It's okay to say that somebody that is currently playing is the best. Like, I didn't see Mickey Mantle play. I didn't see Babe Ruth play. I didn't see these guys play. I didn't see Johnny Unitas play. Like, I don't have that kind of, you know, level of being able to compare to, but I know what I'm seeing right now. I've never seen anything like Patrick Mahomes. I sure as hell never seen anything like Bobby Witt Jr., and I saw George Brett play.
They're in the same city together at the same time. You love to see.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.